"Oh, let us stop here," cried Hugh. "Mr. Toil will never dare to show his face where there is a fiddler and where people are dancing and making merry." But the words had scarcely died away on the little boy's tongue when, happening to cast his eyes on the fiddler, whom should he behold again but the likeness of Mr. Toil, armed with a fiddle bow this time, and flourishing it with as much ease and dexterity as if he had been a fiddler all his life. "Oh, dear me," whispered he, turning pale. "It seems as if there were nobody but Mr. Toil in the world."
"This is not your old schoolmaster," observed the stranger, "but another brother of his, who has learned to be a fiddler. He is ashamed of his family, and generally calls himself Master Pleasure, but his real name is Toil, and those who know him best think him still more disagreeable than his brothers."
"Pray let us go on," said Hugh. Well, thus the two went wandering along the highway, and in shady lanes and through pleasant villages, and wherever they went, behold, there was the image of old Mr. Toil. If they entered a house, he sat in the parlor. If they peeped into the kitchen, he was there. He made himself at home in every cottage, and stole under one disguise or another into the most splendid mansions. Everywhere they stumbled on some of the old schoolmaster's innumerable brothers.